I'm Lilith Herron, and I'm coming to you live from the world-famous Marcus Manor. I've gained exclusive access to the property for an all-night, one-woman investigation. I'll be streaming from now until either the morning, or the police come arrest me for B&E. Whichever comes first. If you're one of my longtime fans, thank you so much for joining me on this adventure. If you are new to my podcast, then you picked a great time to start listening. This is Ghost Hunt, and I visit the best of the worst, truly dangerous and haunted sites. I'm an empath, so I feel things much more deeply than most people, and my abilities allow me to, at times, catch glimpses of the past, or force spirits to appear or manifest in some way. But enough about me. You're here for the infamous Marcus Manor and whatever it is that remains here. Now, some of you more spooky nerds might remember that the Marcus Manor was the site of a shocking scene in the late 1960s. Everyone knows that the 60s was a time of swinging parties, scandals, drugs, and rock and roll, but Jermaine Marcus took it even further. His home on the outskirts of the city was infamous for satanic orgies, the likes of which were never seen before or since. Rumor has it that people from the highest level of society participated in strange rites at which there were actual human sacrifice. Of course, all this could be just that, rumor, but what isn't rumor is that on July 5th, 1968, the maid, who I imagine was used to cleaning up some pretty epic messes, found something she was not prepared for. There were corpses, three of them, right here in the foyer where I'm now standing. They were nude, had obviously been tied up and brutally stabbed. She ran to her car to drive the 10 miles back to town to get the police, so she didn't see the other ghastly sights elsewhere in the manor. Don't worry, though. Every horrible act will be a stop on tonight's tour. I'm standing now in the dining room, where something a little different was on the menu. A woman, later identified as 23-year-old Pamela Stamford, was bent over the table, her hands had been bound, and while she wasn't moving when she was found, she was still quite alive. She was nude, and while it was, quite clear she had been part of some very rough sex, she insisted she hadn't been raped. In fact, she said her partner was not even human, but the spirit of lust that had been summoned earlier that night. She was evaluated in a psychiatric hospital, but later determined to have had no part in the murders and was released. I'm feeling something here. Yes, there is clearly some kind of spirit still here. It's quite powerful. Oh, it's still here, the spirit, I'm sure. I'm feeling it quite clearly exerting some pressure on my chest. Its touch is really very stimulating. Let me try and describe what I'm feeling. It's like a pair of firm and skilled hands are attempting to arouse me. I'm getting a lot of sensations on the small of my back, and it feels like very incessant kissing on the back of my neck, and hands putting some gentle pressure on my breasts, and teasing my nipples very effectively. Oh, it's gone. Maybe I'll find it again further in the house. I'm now in the library, where many of the occult texts were stored. I am told it was the best collection of satanic and left-handed works this side of the Atlantic. It's actually quite surprising. There are quite a few books here, and the room is in very good condition, if a bit dusty. I'm feeling a little fear, honestly. This is where one of the bodies was found. Andrea Wilkins, just barely 18, was found nude and clearly strangled. What was less clear was how. There was nothing that could have been used to make the marks around her neck. They were clearly not made by hands. Her expression was one of ecstasy, indicating when she died she was experiencing extreme pleasure. Oh, I'm feeling something. It's getting a little hard to breathe. And the force is back on my breasts, and the entity seems to be slightly choking me, and it's not something I've felt before. This is quite nice, actually. I'm being caressed all over my torso now. Particular attention is being paid to my nipples, and they're hard as rocks. Oh, and now I'm feeling something like a gentle finger, or a tongue. Definitely a tongue on my clit. And now the pressure is returning to my neck harsher than before. I can't. Completely helpless. I've never really felt like this. Fuck. I'm afraid. Terrified even. But also more excited than I've ever been. This is... I don't know if I should stay. It's definitely not safe. Well, it's gone now. And I'm feeling better. Breathing fine. I'm a little embarrassed at my reaction to those feelings and experiences, but Being an empath, I should expect residual instances, but I've never experienced something so powerful or erotic before. I'm a professional, and I've decided to keep going. I am now in the ballroom where the worst of the excesses were said to have taken place. I don't know what to expect, but I've brought some sage to burn for protection, as well as some holy water that I liberated from the local Catholic church. The room itself is magnificent. Hardwood floors and very explicit carvings all over the walls. There are lounges and chairs of every shape and size, and all the furniture seems to have bolts or hooks for chains. And some still have manacles on them. On the floor, I can see some surviving lengths of silk rope and handcuffs. I'm getting a feeling here of pleasure. Not really surprising, but also some fear and a great deal of anger. Yes, I'm feeling like whatever is here is very angry at me. I think maybe burning some sage will help improve the atmosphere a bit. Okay. Now with this lit, I should be able to purify at least the immediate area. And oh God, I'm feeling the spirit. It's not getting weaker, but stronger. This wasn't, oh no. I'm not in control here. It's got my wrists, and it's lifting me. It's pushed me down on this table, and my wrists are being restrained by, Oh God, the sage, didn't work. I am now restrained completely, physically, and I'm finding it. No, that's not right. I shouldn't be. I'm being caressed both gently and roughly. The entity is roughly fondling my breasts and nipples and simultaneously I feel something smooth and hard sliding along my thigh. It's, oh fuck, it's nice. Oh, it's been so long, I just felt my panties being roughly torn from me. I'm not, it hurt. It's like I can feel its hands pushing my legs open, and I can't do anything to stop them. Oh God, no, please. Oh fuck. Oh, it's, Oh, it's very big. And it's... Oh, it's fucking me. Oh, fuck. I'm... Oh, it's so rough. Oh, I can feel it bruising my thighs and... Oh, fuck. Oh, I need this. Please. I'm sorry I was disrespectful. Please. Oh, don't stop. Oh, I'm not gonna be bad anymore. I promise I'll do what you want. Just please, don't stop fucking me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, it's coming inside me. Cold. Like ice. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. It just released me and pushed me to the floor. I feel very used and dirty. Like I will never be clean again. And I feel really good. Satisfied deeply and completely. I don't know if I'm getting out of here. I'm afraid, but I want more. I need more. Oh, God, what is...